Okay, good morning, everybody. We're ready to start the section of Shirei Hamalos, a 15-unit section of Sefer Tehillim that has to do with a very particular background. So today I wanted to give an introduction to what the Shirei Hamalos are from the standpoint of Chazal as a unit, and I think it really serves as a necessary and also very illuminating introduction to this particular section of Sefer Tehillim. So the Gemara that I'm working with is Gemara Masech Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel, which tells us the story of how David, who did not merit building the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, that was a dream deferred to his son Shlomo, as is so often the case for us in life. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor v'lo ata ben chorin libatel mimena. We don't often, or very often, we don't get to finish exactly what we set out to do, but we start out on a particular path, and that's important in its own right. And David had a son who was willing and able and deeply appropriate to carry out the work of completing the Beis HaMikdash. But David was involved in laying the foundation. In particular, he was preparing the Shitin. The Shitin were holes on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, of course, was not yet in place, but these were the holes where the libations, the Nisach HaYayin and the Nisach HaMayim, were going to be poured. So David, of course, had to drill down very deep in the earth. And the Gemara in Masech Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel tells us in very colorful and graphic terms that the Tehom, the underground waters, the subterranean waters, were elevating at a dangerous pace once David HaMelech had disturbed and perturbed the system in this particular way. And they were threatening L'shatef es ha'alma, highly appropriate to this week's parsha. They were threatening to bring a mabul, as we read about in this week's parsha, that, of course, the Tehom opened up, that the water, as the Ramban explains, was rushing from underneath. It's true that 40 days and 40 nights, there was rain coming down from the top, but what kept the Teva afloat, according to the Ramban, is the fact that there were waters pushing up from underneath. And so David HaMelech saw this, and he realized that in his obviously very well-intentioned attempt to lay the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, he may have created a scenario, obviously unintentionally, that threatened the very existence of the world. And he had this idea that if he would write the name of Hashem on a shard of pottery and throw it down into the subterranean realm, that would somehow be able to preserve the world, that would be somehow be able to provide the protection and would calm these waters through the Shem Hashem. And, you know, he wanted to know whether such a thing was permissible, because generally speaking, we have to treat the name of Hashem with an elevated level of sanctity. He says, does anybody know? And nobody was speaking up. I guess this particular question had not come up before. So the Gemara tells us that Achitofel, who is considered one of the wisest men of his generation, if not the wisest man of his generation, he later joins the rebellion of Avshalom and takes his own life, very tragic end. He draws the following Kal V'chomer, and he says, what if you're allowed to write down the name of Hashem and then erase it? Kedei lahatil shalom ben ish liishto. We know the Sota protocols for the purposes of restoring peace in one family unit. So Kal V'chomer, we should be able to write down the name of Hashem to be able to restore peace to the entire world. So everybody accepted that idea. And then David HaMelech wrote the name of Hashem on a piece of pottery, and he threw it down into this subterranean realm, and the waters began to immediately descend. But the problem is that they went way too far down, and the world was going to suffer from the absence of water. We needed mayim l'ratev es ha'alma to provide the necessary dew, let's say, in this allegorical description. So David wants to know how exactly he's going to be able to elevate the waters to a happy medium where they're not threatening, on the one hand, to destroy the world, and on the other hand, that they're not going to be too far down and too far submerged to be able to constructively play a role in the world. And this is where the Shirei Hamalos come in, these songs, these 15 songs that David HaMelech recites, and they elevate 1,000 amos at a time. According to the Gemara Masech Sukkah, they're able to elevate the waters slowly but surely to precisely the place where the waters need to be. And then this is consecrated in the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, where David's voice, of course, had been silenced in literal sense because he wasn't alive anymore, but the Levim stood on these 15 steps between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Nashim, ascending from the Ezras Yisrael into the Ezras Nashim. They would stand on these literal ma'alos, on these steps, that's what they call them, Shirei Hamalos, and they would recite these songs so that David's voice can continue to resonate and be heard and to play a role in the context of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the meaning of this very, again, colorful and even graphic allegory? What does it tell us about song? What does it tell us about speech? What does it tell us about these words? Of course, I think what it really teaches us is the power of words to elevate, right? In the Agadata here, right, the waters are deeply, deeply submerged. And what's needed is something to be able to elevate them. And these songs, the Shirei Hamalos, are endowed with that unique capacity. David HaMelech well understood the power of words, and even more, the power of music, to take those who were feeling Mima Amakim, as we'll have in this section, Shir HaMalos, Mima Amakim, Kerasich Hashem, those who were really in the depths, just like this water, and to be able to elevate them and to be able to give them a sense of restoration and to bring them back into a place of appropriate balance where they're able to contribute constructively, just as these waters were able to do. So as a hakdama, as an introduction to the Shirei HaMalos, we have to recognize and appreciate how Chazal conceptualized these particular songs of Tehillim, these Shirei HaMalos, so then they become an institutionalized part of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal conceptualized all of them as reflecting the power of speech and of song to be able to elevate. You don't have to look any further than the first one, which we'll discuss, God willing, on Sunday. It starts with the word Shir HaMalos El Hashem Batsarasali. In my time of greatest distress, Karasi, I called out to you, Vaya Aneni, and you answered me. That words and speech, and indeed song, Shir HaMa'alos, have the capacity to provide elevation. They can provide us with that sense that yes, we have been humbled, yes, we have been laid low, but at the same time, we can be elevated. That the way that things feel right now is not the way that they're always going to feel, maybe not next week, maybe not next month, maybe not even tomorrow, that things are going to be able to turn around. After all, we're going to read in this section of Shir HaMalos, Hazorim Bedima, those who are sowing the field and crying out of the labor and out of the extent to which they are exerting themselves, Hazorim Bedima, Birina Yiktoru, that when they harvest just a little bit of a while from now, they are going to be able to do so with enormous joy. And I know that for all of us, right now, in different ways, we're looking at the numbers, and you don't need me to tell you the most cases that we ever recorded just yesterday, and it feels like we're in this vortex, and we're not going to be able to somehow escape from this tahom, from this chasm, from this abyss. So we have to understand the power of even speech, let alone action, with speech and positive speech and song to elevate and to give us the understanding that what feels inexorable, what feels inalienable, what feels immutable today can, of course, change dramatically by tomorrow. Al tisya'esh min ha-puranas, that above all, we can never despair from the times that challenge us. We can be strengthened by them and find the resolve to move through them, obviously, with appropriate vigilance, but with the knowledge that words are especially endowed, and song is uniquely capable of elevating that which had descended so far into the Tahom. Look forward to studying these 15 beautiful Mizmorim together.